100 years of making a difference in your community. That's Country Financial. Now back to WJBC.
Welcome back into Studio A on WJBC. Country Financial, one of our community's largest employers, is celebrating 100 years here in 2025. And with that, they are working with WJBC to share tips and expertise and resources and to help you manage risk as well. And today, I'm joined by Nick Irwin, a certified financial planner and behavioral financial advisor with Country Trust Bank. And today, we're diving into a topic. Well, it's just absolutely perfect for October because we have the holiday coming up here at the end of the month. And financial horror stories is what we're diving into, from cursed market timing to graveyard of forgotten assets and some chilling tales. It's great to have you in Studio A. How are you today?
Hey, I'm doing good. Thanks for having
me. It's great to have you here. We got to start with some of the most common mistakes. And boy, is there a lot of them when it comes down to the market. The curse of market timing. So why is market timing so dangerous, like catching a falling knife?
Yeah. It's market timing is that idea that you can predict when to get in and out of the markets, right? You want to jump out, try to avoid those losses, only capture the gains. It sounds smart, sounds strategic, sounds like the best move. But in reality, it's really risky, right? So most people, they end up doing the opposite. They get excited, things are going up, they want to jump in, but they jump in when it's high. And then things start getting scary, the market starts to fall, and so they get back out and they sell low. So they're doing the opposite of what we want, right? We don't want to buy high and sell low. But it's that fear that's starting to drive us. It's that fear that's forcing us to make these bad decisions and really cloud our decision-making process. So we see investors pull out during that downturn only to miss the recovery. Sometimes that recovery is really just the next day, and you've already missed out on it, right? Sometimes people pull out on the market. They want to hold on for a little bit, let that market drop a few percent. But in the meantime, they're watching the markets creep up just a little bit every day, you know, 5, 10, 20%. And then, the market drops a few percent, they jump back in, but they've already missed out on all these gains, all these wins along the way. But the real kicker is, just because all your money's in cash doesn't mean you're safe, right? Just because it's all sitting in cash or bonds, there's still these other risks that are haunting you. And so inflation eating away at that purchasing power, you might not be losing a dollar value in your savings account, but you go to the store, what you can buy, that amount of money or amount of the food you can get with that money is less and less all the time. We've seen that a lot over the past few years. And so there's still things that are haunting you and chasing you through this curse.
You mentioned market timing. The market's all over the map. I mean, today the Dow Jones Industrial Average is up 500. Last week it was down because the president tweeted about something. I mean, it could be all over the map. So, like, financial planning is key to basically navigate all these rough waters that could be rough waters.
Yeah, exactly. I think a financial plan is key. It's really crucial. It's really going to help you see where you're going, where you're at today, what's going to happen if you just continue to keep doing the same thing, you know, maybe some alternate options if you want to do this or that. And a good financial plan is going to account for these ups and downs. It's going to have the ups and downs in the market built into that financial plan. You're going to have an investment portfolio there that's built to support that financial plan. So it's going to give you money ready to support you, support your needs when you need it. And then it's also going to have some long-term part of that portfolio. It's going to be diversified. That way, you know, if some market assets are down, other market assets can be up, and really just a balanced plan.